It's in page Aleph Shin Yud Daled, item Mem Daled. Words of Ari. Well, still there's a third light that surrounds both of them, and it is also Havaya in the fulfillment of Yudin. Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. Indeed, the way of punctuation is in the four simple letters. It's with Tzerei, Kamat Tzerei, and with the rest of the letters, there is a Kamat under each letter. Mem Daled, internal light. The simple letters, their punctuation is by the way of the vowels of the letters. And all the fulfillment has the point, the mark of Kamatz. Havaya is a level of Galgalta itself. And therefore, the dots of the letters is with Kamatz without no distinction between them. Because the aspect of Kamatz shows Kmitza. And the point of Patach is the opposite, that shows the opening of the lights in great elaboration, expansion, and the extent of the opening of the wisdom of the Chokhmah depends on the extent of the Kmitza, which is in the Keter. Because Keter means Rosh, head. Which that there we have the zivuk of a coupling of beating upon the thickness in the screen, and according to the size of the measure of thickness and beating, the size of the stature is measured, as mentioned in the previous levels. And afterwards, it is reversed from up downwards and dresses in the vessels, which is the opening of the light, because there is no perception in a light without a vessel is known. Here you see that the kamatz and the patach are two opposite vowels to one another. And with all that, their stature is equal, because according to the extent, to the size of the kmitza, you have the size of the hitlabshut, dressing, which is the pticha, opening. And therefore, all the letters of the fulfillment which is in the galgalta, in the havaya of the galgalta itself, is in kamatz. But the simple letters, which are not showing the measure of thickness of the screen, but they show the aspect of the vessel itself, there's no change in their punctuation. And they have points according to the movement, to the vowels of the letters, which means the aspect of covered chasadim. Well, according to the extent of the vessel, you have the size of the light that dresses within. Let's move on. Item Memhei, 45. Indeed, we've clarified three Havayot that are found in the upper Rosh that is called Keter Galgalta of Arichanpin. And they are in the meaning of internal light and surrounding. And another surrounding that surrounds both of them. It seems like Tselem. Resembles Tselem. Indeed, in the extent of the general generality of the rest of the Rashin, heads, all those three aspects are only the uppermost surrounding light which is in all of them, and it is Neshama, soul. Item Memvav, words of Ari. The second Rosh, head, which is called Avira, Er, has also the three Havayot of the name of Sag. And it is according to the way that is mentioned before. And in the aforementioned Nikudim, it is like this. Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. Wait, I don't know how to pronounce it. Yud, Ha, Vav, Hey. What? There is all kind of vowels here. How do I pronounce it? Well, okay. Yod ha vav hey. But in the place of all the tzere marks, there is a segol mark, and in exchange there is the internal light and the surrounding, and one that surrounds both of them in the aspect of the individual. But in the aspect of the general, all those three aspects are only the discernment of small surrounding light that is on top of the internal one, and it is Ruach. Internal light, item Memvav. The second head, etc., and in the aforementioned Nikudim, but wherever there is Tzere, there is Segol in exchange. Because here, in Mocha of Avira, is the place of the disclosure of Chasadim. Because that Avira is about the verse, Let there be light, which means in the Zohar, that what remains from the air is light, which is the meaning of the descent of the lower hay from the Enaim to the Peh, and a new Achap has risen, and by the ascent of Man of the Ranpin, the Binah comes back to face with the Chokhmah, and the light of Chokhmah reveals towards the outside, to Binah. And there is a light that is revealed there instead of air, as known. It turns out now that the vowel of Tzere, which means covered chasadim in the back of Ima, was reversed now and became Segol mark, that shows the coupling of face to face, and the disclosure of chasadim. And there is no division between the three Havayot of Mocha of Avira and the three Havayot of Galgalta, but in the inverse of the vowel of Tzere to the vowel of Segol only. Because truly both of them are the aspect of Bina, because Bina is the meaning of Keter that is restricted in Tzimtzum Bet, etc. But Galgalta is Ga of Bina, and Mocha of Avira is Zat of Bina. And therefore there is no division but only in the disclosure of Chasadim with the illumination of Chokhmah, and no more than that. And therefore, all the Kamatz marks in it remained because the aspect of Mocha of Avira is Sag and Yeshut, which is the aspect of Keter of Zeranpin, that is Ma and internal light. And about the relation of Keter in it, which is in Vav of Sag, as known, the vowel of Vav is discerned with a scrimp, which is the aspect of Keter. And so the fulfillment of Yod in it, which the root of Keter is there, and the aspect of fulfillment of the lower hay in it, that is the place of the coupling. You shall know that all the distance, the gap between Gar of Atzilut and Zon, is because the aspect of Keter of Gar is in Gar of Bina, and the aspect of Keter of Zeranpin is from Zat of Bina. And from here, all the kinds of differences between Gar and Zeranpin are extending. Well, it means that the divisions in the upper one are stabilizing all the lower one.
There is a problem here. German, we have something? As much as we can understand this inversion of Tzere and Segol, he almost doesn't explain anything. Okay, let's go on. Yes. I wanted to ask, what's the big difference between Tzere and Segol? That is, say it's an inversion. If we punctuate it in the same way, we just write it different. So why it's just such an inversion? German, is there, do we have something there? All these marks of punctuation are speaking about the vessels in different states. Even if we speak about the lights, we cannot say anything about the lights, but only about the impression of the vessels. So, in the vessels, we have two phenomena. One is the deficiency, and the second is the fulfillment. That both of them are phenomena that the vessel feels, that this is a deficiency and this is a fulfillment. We speak about the influence from the superior to the inferior, that the first influence brings to the inferior deficiency, and the second influence brings to the inferior the feeling that is called fulfillment. But these are two kinds of influences. This is how the inferior interprets the influence of the superior. The names, the way we speak about the inferior, speaks about the connection between the superior and the inferior. According to this connection, the inferior is fulfilled. The inferior is always complete avaya. But if he works in different parts, in a different way, it's only our way to think about it or to speak about it, but it must be always complete avaya and ten spirot that must be before even the inferior starts to do any kind of actions. His structure is constant, and if he does some kind of action with some part of it more than another part, this is marked for us according to this tanta, to this punctuation, to this all these marks. Now that when he explains us about the marks that comes next to the letters, meaning on the points, on the punctuation, he actually wants to say how does the vessel act or respond to the light, how does it change according to the influence of light on it, meaning how the light changes the vessel. So if he says that there were kamatz, which means to scrimp, and it becomes atzere, he says about the phenomena that comes to the vessel that moves from one state to another state, meaning he has a different punctuation, because the light has acted upon it and changed it. So on what kind of punctuation, about what kind of state, what kind of patsuf, we need to see in each case and to examine it on its own. But the change in punctuation says about the changing in the vessel according to the actions of the lights upon it. So what's the benefit out of it? That we study how does the head of Arichanpin influence the inferior, and then we learn how does the Zeranpin of Atzilut is changing, and then we study ourselves as the inferior, the Zeranpin as the superior, and the Arichanpin as the superior of the superior, Ali Elyon. Because this is our infinity, Arichanpin, and we, as the part of the Malchut, needs to become similar to the Zeranpin, so we'll come to an eternal connection with Zeranpin, and we'll raise up to Arichanpin. So not that he ascend and descend and we're like him in an elevator, but as much as we cleave ourselves to the Zeranpin, that's how much he ascends to Arichanpin, and we come to the end of correction. So let's understand. All the punctuation that comes next to the letters are talking only about deficiencies in the vessels What else do you have? Avaya is a complete avaya that came out in infinity and it cannot change. And after infinity, this avaya, which is called the creature, is going through all kinds of changes. So he awakens all kinds of deficiencies, fulfillments. He is working with himself. He can't change the avaya, the original structure, his nature, to become like the nature of the light. But he can only determine the attitude, the relation to the light. So he can only determine in what way does the vessel and the light will be connected. So in the beginning it will be a restriction, then it will come to all kinds of connections between them. And this is all. We don't have anything beside that. This is all of our reality. So we are speaking here about all the about the relationship of the creature and the creator. And now we are talking how does the creature what are the impressions of the creature and how does he changes according to the influence of the creator, and how does from himself he comes to the level of similarity? Why isn't Taas punctuated totally? So each and every letter will have a punctuation. So we'll understand better about what Balasulam is writing here. Why only part of it is punctuated and the rest we read without punctuation? Isn't the purpose is for a person who enters spirituality to go according to Taas and reveal what he's speaking about with the punctuation? If we would have written letters according to the order of states that a person needs to go through from the beginning to the end, and we would add to it all the tantata, amin nekudot taginotiyot, we would actually revealed the book of Torah, and we need to clarify in what way exactly. Here in Taas he does not do it, because what he explains us, he does not explain according to the order of the states that we need to go through, but he's speaking about like selected chapters out of the book of the sky, that these chapters are especially close to us and influence us, and that's why he chooses those chapters to speak about, and it doesn't matter in what way to speak about them, because we are still not in connection of Tanta with these forces. But in order to draw on ourselves those lights, and those who come to this kind of degrees, to this kind of states, those who come to these states, this is called the soul of a person will teach him. For them, they study in all of the places the same thing. This Tanta and these letters exist inside of them. They don't need to study them according to a specific order. And that's why Moses, who wrote the book of Torah, he gave there some constant program, a general picture of all of reality from the beginning to the end. And he gave it truly from the beginning to the end in a way that we cannot use it. It's not for use. It's the highest, the most general thing, but it's not useful for a person that wants to ascend from the bottom to upwards and to achieve it. All the rest of the books are written for those who want to come to attainment, who have reached attainment, and that's why they are not written as a Torah. Although Zohar is written as an interpretation for the Torah, and truly Zohar is going according to the same program, the same picture, but all of the rest of the books which came out of the broken vessels, they are written from our side, for us, for those who come from the breaking, and there, there is no point to say, now start with all the punctuation from down upwards. No, let's go on. We stopped in item Memzayin. The third head, which is called Chochma Mocha Stima of Ari Chanpin, has a different three avayot: Yud He Vav He, Yud He Vav He, Yod He Vav He. In a fulfillment of Ma of Alephin, in of this punctuation of the second head, which are Segol instead of Tzere, and another addition, and the second addition is that instead of the punctuation of Kamatz, meaning to scrimp, is the punctuation of Patach, meaning to open, instead of the Kamatz, instead of scrimp, and the three of them, inner light, surrounding light, and in the surrounding light of the inner light and the surrounding light, in a private way. But in the general aspect, all these three aspects are only the aspect of inner light alone of the three heads. Item M Zayin inner light. The Mochasima of Ari Chanpin, in the punctuation of the second head, which is Segol instead of Tzere, and they got the punctuation of Patach to open instead of Kamatz, which is to scrimp. Interpretation. Because the place of the revelation of Chasadim in the root is by the coupling of Panim of Chochma and Bina, that comes to hint on the inversion of the move of the vowel of Tzeret to Segol, and the aspect of receiving of illumination of Chochmah is hinted in the inversion of Kamatz to Patach. And that's why the aspect of the Hein, which are in the Avayot of Mochasimah, which are the aspect of Bina, inversed from the back to the face, in the letter of Mochasimah, in the vowel of Sagol. And the kmatzim, which are used in avayot of avira, of air, which are the aspect of ktarim, of dema, which is mochastima, they are turned here to ptachin, which means that according to the measure of scrimping, which is used in the keter of mochastima, that's how the light opens in mochastima. Maybe read it again. Again, we read item M Zayin. Mochastima of Ari Chanpin, of this punctuation of the second head, which are the Segol instead of the Tzere, etc., etc., in those punctuation of Patach instead of the Kamatz. Interpretation. Because the place of the revelation of Chasadim and the root is by the coupling of Panim Panim of Chochma and Bina, hints about the inversion of the vowel of Tzere to Segol, and the aspect of the receiving of illumination of Chochmah is hinted by the inversion of the Kamatz to the Patach. And that's why the aspect of the Ein in the Avayot of Mochastima, which are the aspect of the Bina that turns from their back to their face, comes also in the Mochastima, in the vow of Segon. And the Kmatzim, which are used in the Avayot of Avira, that they are the aspect of the Ktarim of Ma, which is Mochastima, they are turned here to Ptachin, which means that according to the measure of the scrimping that is used in the Keter of Mochastima, that's how the height or size of the light which is opened in Mochastima. Go on. Item Memchet. And these three heads, which are included from the nine aspects, are the aspect of Naran, which is in Ari Chanpin, and Avayot of the Neshama in the fulfillment of Yudin, which is Ab, and Avayot of Ruach in the fulfillment of Sag, and Avayot of Nefesh in the fulfillment of Aleph Elim. And the difference in the punctuation was already clarified, and these are all the nine Avayot of the lights and spirituality which is inside of them. Item Memchet again. And these three heads, which is included, incorporated from this nine Pchinot, are the aspect of Naran, which is in Arin Chalpin, and Avayot of Neshama, in the fulfillment of Yudin, which is Ab, and the Avayot of Ruach, which is in fulfillment of Sag, and Avayot of Nefesh, which is in fulfillment of Alephin. And the difference in the punctuation was already clarified, and all of these nine Avayot, of these lights and spirituality, which is inside of them. Item Memtet Ari. And there are another different nine aspects of Eke, which are called the vessels, that inside of them the nine avayot of the lights are closed, and there are the nine names of Eke, and they are truly on the way of fulfillment of the nine avayot of the lights. And between them all, it's 18 names, which is in Hebrew, Chaya Olamim, which means the life of the worlds. Again, and there are nine different aspects of Eke, which are called their vessels, that inside of them are closed the nine avayot of the lights, and there are nine names of Eke, and they are truly on the way of the fulfillment of the nine avayot of the lights, and together all of them comes to 18 names, which are Chaya Olamim. In a light item entered, the names of the Eke, and they are truly on the way of the fulfillment of the nine Avayot. Because Avaya, Eke are the aspect of Zachar and Akeva, male and female. That the male is the one who influences, and the female is the one who receives. And that's why the female cannot have different vowels than those who are in the male. And that's why all the vowels of the nine names of Eke are equal to the nine Avayot without any difference between them. Again, the names of Eke are according to the fulfillment of the nine Avayot. Because Avaya Eke are the aspect of male and female, that the male is the one who influences, and the female is the one who receives. And that's why the female cannot have different vowels than they are in the male. And that's why all the vowels of the nine names of Eke are equal to the nine Avayot without any difference between them. Item Nun Asterix. Item Memtet. Because the Avaya Eke are the aspect of male and female, that the male is the one who influences, and the female is the one who receives, and that's why the female cannot have different vowels than there are in the male. And that's why all the vowels of the nine names of Eke are equal to the nine Avayot without any difference between them. We can see it also in the Sidur, that they write the Eki Havaya in combination, male and female, when they want to emphasize the coupling. They mention it. We need to understand. In all of these stories about the vowels, punctuation, we don't have anything but the marks of the coupling. In what way does the screens work with the vessels? We didn't study these three heads because I don't know how to approach it. Maybe from the end, from the questions and answers, maybe we have another part on it. Yeah, I know. There is a big part there of questions and answers on this subject of the three heads. We'll see. We need to get used to it. The study comes in a few manners. First, we should get used to the fact that we have three heads, and each head has his specific function, and they are all dressed upon the attic, and how the thought of attic influences them, and how does the bina comes out of the head to become a throat. And afterwards, after we get used to it, when they come to serve the Ranpin, after we'll have the general picture, we can get more deep into it. And here it's not clear why is he writing about it. He opens and he closes. Yes, okay, this fulfillment, that fulfillment, punctuation, so what? So we need to first have the general picture. Item Nun, asterisk.
After we've clarified the aspect of Keter and Chochmah of Ari Chanpin, which are the two Reishin heads, which are called Kitra and Mochastima, Raved, that were divided into three heads, Kitra, Mochastima, and Kuma de Avira, and Mocha de Avira, as mentioned in the two chapters that were before, and we've also clarified the general way, how Zatovatik were dressed in the seven corrections of the head of Ari Chanpin. Now, we'll return to clarify the matter of the seven corrections in details. Indeed, we've already clarified there that Chesed of Atik was dressed in Keter of Ari Chanpin, which is the Galgalta, the ancient head of Ari Chanpin. As usual, the inferior's head dresses upon the peh and downwards of the upper one. Therefore, Keter of Ari Chanpin dresses upon the Chesed of Atik, as if it is as usual. And what comes out of this? Item Nun Aleph. It was worthy that Atik Yomin will not disclose its main illumination, but only in the ancient head, which is the Galgalta, its Keter, Raved. And afterwards, that Galgalta will shine in a different head, which is Mochastima'a, Chochma of Ari Chanpin. Indeed, it didn't happen so, but Atik is revealed in the two heads as one. Internal light, item Nun Aleph, 51. The Atik is revealed in the two heads as one. And the reason is because indeed Abba and Dima of Tchut Dikna Ari Chanpin, their livelihood is extended from those two heads. Interpretation. Because from the root of Atzilut in head of Ari Chanpin, there is only two heads, which are Galgalta and Mochastima. Because truly, we have only one head of Ari Chanpin, like in all Partusim. But because they raised to man of the two kinds of Reshimot, first, the Reshimo of the first discernment of Hitlabshut dressing, which is called Zachar, and secondly, the Reshimo of sickness of Keter, which is called Nekeva, female, and they were incorporated in one another. Therefore, they were produced upon they were produced in 10 sefirot upon the masach screen of the first discernment in the zachar, male, of the stature of Zeranpin, which is Ruach. And that stature is called the head of Galgalta. And so, the 10 sefirot upon the masach of the aspect of Keter emerged in the incorporation from the reshimo of the male in the stature of Malchut, which is Nefesh. And that stature is called Mochastima. Indeed, from the beginning of Atzilut, in Ari Chanpin there is only two heads of male and female, which are Galgalta and Mochastima. As usual, the reshimo of dressing, reshimo of thickness, the incorporation, first of all, in the reshimo of Hitlabshut, dressing, gives us the stature of Keter, and the incorporation in the dress reshimo of thickness gives us the stature of Chochmah. So those two incorporations are called Keter and Galgalta, Keter and Mochastima. I don't see what they mean, they talk or they don't talk about. They say what there is in the Patsuf. That's it, on the one hand. On the other hand, Shapira is yet right. He wants to say that the head of dressing does not do anything for us, usually. Maybe there's a small illumination in the goof, the body, because of it, by a bit, from up downwards, but truly it's not active. So, why do we talk about it here? You're correct. We're talking about it. We are talking about it because, first of all, because in the first discernment of Hitlabshut, there is a point here that with its help we can grow. Because all of Atzilut was built after the breaking. Right or not? First of all, we had the breaking in the world of Nikudim. Yes. So, the Atzilut emerges not from the concatenation from up, downwards, Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shoresh, or Dalet, Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Aleph, Shoresh. Those kinds of Reshimot, Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Mabon. No, Atzilut comes from down upwards, from the smallest Reshimot that were left after the breaking. And when something remained after the breaking, something remained. They say that from the Shvira, Aleph Shoresh remained because there was no breaking upon them. The breaking was upon Bet Aleph in the world of Nikodim. So Aleph Shoresh is remained. Now from Aleph Shoresh, we have to go on from down upwards. When we reach from down upwards, the Reshimo of Hitlabshut, of dressing, is very important. Because the Reshimo of Hitlabshut is the light from the more higher level in which I'm not found now. I'm in the thickness of Shoresh with the light of Shoresh. And the light of Aleph shines for me. Well, this is already something else. It's not like Ab has some kind of a little illumination from Galgalta, and it continues to sag and mind bone. But this comes from down upwards, that the inferior has an illumination from the superior. It's something that it's a crane to elevate. Understood? Because it comes from down upwards. So it's very important, that thing of the addition of Aleph of Hitlabshut. Therefore he's correct here. Why suddenly we're talking about it? Because in Aleph of Hitlabshut we precisely have this breakthrough in order to grow to a higher level. Like from up downwards, the levels that each time purifies the thickness, and the Reshimot goes like Dalet Gimel, Gimel Bet Aleph Aleph Shosh, and until the end, and the last Reshimot is Aleph Shosh. Aleph Shoresh, that gap between Aleph of Hitlabshut and Shoresh of Aviyut, it determines the connection between the two levels, the level of Aleph and the level of Shoresh. And then, by that gap that there is between the shine within the the illumination within the inferior of Dalet of thickness, it can climb step by step. What does it mean to climb a bit by bit? Now, this Reshimo of Aleph, according to that dressing, it can locate the vessels that relates to Aleph of Hitlapshut, which are vessels of Aleph of Aviyut, and starts to correct them. Where will it take these vessels from? From the world of Nikudim that were broken. And then already it begins to feel the broken vessels of the more higher level, the deficits that are corrupted. When it will correct them, it will raise forward. You see how much this is the salvation. Wherever it is possible to explain a bit, so it's not understood, this picture. From up downwards, the Reshimot concatenated, and in each Reshimo you have two Reshimot. Reshimo of Hitlapshut, dressing, and Reshimo of Oviut, thickness. What is Reshimo of Hitlapshut? The light that was dressed within the vessel before it purified. Meaning, it's a light that was in a higher degree. And the Reshimo of thickness is a Reshimo that now is realized within the vessel. Reshimo from a lower level. So, it comes in pairs all the time. Either the Reshimo from the previous Kli vessel of Hitlapshut, or the present Reshimo of thickness from the Kli. And that way of concatenation from En Sof until this world, this is how the Reshimot are going down. It means that when you are walking in the levels of the ladder, those levels, and each time you enter a level, how do you enter it? You realize the Reshimo, okay? Let's say Reshimo number 105 of thickness and 106 of Hitlapshut dressing. Okay, that's it. So you realize you carried out 105 of thickness, now you have 106 of dressing. It shines for you, the superior. And you can locate by this illumination who is, what is, what vessels am I lacking in order to be like him, because the light that shines from his level, that 106 level, he gives you deficits of 106 level, and you're found in 105. So you already understand what you shall do in order to elevate one more story. Okay. Well, I think it's simple. Yes. So, what does it mean, one corresponding to the other? We've learned also that the Reshimo of Yud is a whole Reshimo. There you have the Reshimo of Yud and the Reshimo of Hitlapshut, let's say, of the 105 level. And you realize this 105 level to the fullest. There you have Reshimo of Hitlapshut and Reshimo of Yud. Of the 105 level. Why do we say about it that it is only Reshimo of Yud, thickness? Because it is the most important thing there, that you have the thickness there, and for the realization, this is what you need. So this is an entire Reshimo, and the Reshimo of the 106 level is a non-whole Reshimo. There is a Reshimo from the light there. Therefore, it is called Reshimo of Hitlapshut, of dressing, to emphasize that you have only Hitlapshut there. But wherever the Reshimo of Yud is emphasized, there you have of Yud and Hitlapshut together. It means, well, let's say Ab. It has Dalet of Hitlapshut and Gimel of Hitlapshut and Gimel of Yud. where the Gimel of Hitlapshut and Gimel of Aviyut is all in all called Reshimo of Thickness Gimel, and Dalet of Hitlapshut, because it is only Hitlapshut, it is called Dalet of Hitlapshut, dressing. So we say that Ab is Dalet Gimel. Yeah. The concatenation from up downwards materializes the matter until it reaches this world. So, what does it mean when you show us that there is a purification, hizdachechut, of the Oviut, thickness? You said that when we talk about the thickness that purifies, we're talking about the masach that purifies, the usage of the thickness, of the desire. It means that the matter materializes. You use the matter less, by which intention? The intention is already in order, always in order to bestow. So why does it purify? Mister, if you will be adhered to the words without the interpretation within them, you can write a new Kabbalah. So what is the meaning of pure, Zach? Read the definition, please, of Baal HaSulam. What is the meaning of Zach? That's it. Zach means resembles the light. It could be Zach because it is in a small desire, and the desire itself does not separate it from a light because it's small. The desire wants only, well, if the desire wants only to realize itself, like the light created it, it is called Zach because it has nothing out of itself. If the desire wishes more than what it was created with by the light, it means that it starts receiving oviut, thickness. Well, if it's not understood, so don't eat it, leave it. So, what is it when you say that Atzilut is from down upwards? Atzilut was built from a level that is called an embryo, and afterwards the small, and afterwards an adult. Because Oviut is a result of the breaking of the vessels. Where did I have I fallen into today? I don't understand you. Each one is now found in a block in the group, in a total block. Blackout. We are talking about the breaking. There was a breaking in the world of Nikudim, and now Atzilut was built from down upwards? Yeah, of course. So it's not clear. What is this picture? I heard that there was infinity, and afterwards Galgalta Ab Sag Mabon. Afterwards Sag expanded from downwards of Tabu. It mixed with Nehi of Galgalta, and that mixture brought Sag to Tzimtzum Bet. Sag wanted to do a coupling upon Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. It did this coupling upon the second restriction, and as a result you have the world of Nikudim in Katnut, smallness. Afterwards it decided that it wanted to do the same action in Gadlut, adulthood, to serve Malchut that is found downwards of the Malchut. So it did that action in Gadlut and broken. Who was broken? The world of Nikudim. Who is the world of Nikudim? That Sag that wanted to operate with respect to Malchut, that outcome was broken, was a breaking. That's it. What happens onward? Whatever comes out afterward, it happens because all in all you have light and vessels. What vessels remains after this last actions in the serious series of questions, of actions? The breaking, and after it, the broken vessels. After those broken vessels, you work with them. What do you have more to work with? Those vessels are dividing into Orot Nitzotzim et Kelim, light, sparks, and vessels. The light came upwards, meaning the Reshimot, they came up to Rosh of Sag. This is the broken, and the broken vessels, they fell downwards. And the Rosh of Sag, now, like it created the world of Nikudim, in the coupling, upon the Bet Aleph in the Nikveh Yanaim, it created a katnut in it, and afterwards gadlut. Now the Rosh of Sag uses whatever it has left in the Reshimot that it has after the breaking, and it does a coupling upon the smallest Reshimot, the simplest, the thing that was broken the less. Why? Because it is the easiest to correct. It must start to correct the most purest parts, and then afterwards the more worse and worse, the thickest. So who was broken in the lesser extent? Who was least broken? Whoever had the smallest desire. You can ask how Atik from and Arich Anpin are built from the smaller desires. How could it be? We'll learn about it. There's a lot of questions here. But whatever happens, Sag does the coupling upon the Reshimot that remained after the breaking of the vessels. The Reshimot that remained after the breaking of the vessels are Reshimot of Aleph of Hitlabshut and Shoresh of Yud. This is what we have left. This is what there is. It does the coupling of beating, and not only upon Shoresh and Aleph, but they are restricted in Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. So it does the coupling of beating in its Rosh, its head of Sag, in Keter of Sag, Keter of Rosh of Sag, and in Bina of Rosh of Sag, which is called Metzach, forehead. In the stature, this is the name of the stature, Metzach, Bina of Rosh of Sag. There was a coupling of beating there, and from that coupling of beating, a Paratsuf emerges, that it is called Ibur, conception, because it is the thickness of Shoresh. What else can come out? The embryo, Ubar. So there is a Partsuf that is called Ubar of Atik. Atik, Ubar. But because there are deficits in the vessels of the world of Nikodim, in Aleph of Aviud, that those vessels did not break because it relates to the head. It belongs to the head. Atik belongs to the head. Therefore, right away, that deficit of Aleph of Aviud affiliates also, joins, and then there's a coupling of beating, and we have Atik in Katnut. In other words, there is Aleph of Ovyut, thickness in it. So it is already small one, Katan. And afterwards, from that Aleph of thickness, the Gadlut of Atik emerges. How can Gadlut of Atik emerge? Though it can break once more. It will not break. Why? Because Atik is the upper half of the Keter of Nikudim. All of it is against the upper half of Keter of Nikudim. All of it is Galgal Te'anayim, vessels of bestowal. So even when it comes out in Gadlut, because it is all vessels of bestowal, it rejects everything. So it spreads, it expands, not from up downwards by spreading the light, but it rejects the light from down upwards. And therefore, it spreads from Tabur of Galgalta to the Siyum of Galgalta, to the ending of Galgalta. And you can say, not from the Tabur until the Siyum, but from the Siyum until the Tabur, in rejection. This is how it spreads in Galgalta, in Gadlut. And before it had Katnut, when it spread from the Tabur until the Parsa, or more correct, from Parsa until the Tabur, from down upwards. We have now Atik of Atzilut. What comes after? Subsequently, the next Reshimo. The next Reshimo emerges exactly in the same form, the Arich Anpin of Atzilut. But the difference is that not the Rosh of Sag is doing the Zivug of Akah, coupling of beating, but after Atik emerged in Katnut and in Gadlut, the Rosh of Sag conveys to it all the Reshimot. And Atik does the coupling of bidding upon Arech Hanpin. And afterwards, it conveys to Arech Hanpin all the Reshimot, and Arech Hanpin clarifies them and does the coupling upon Abba and Ima. And this is how it continues. That's it. There is a lot to say here, but you can ask. The Atik, Arech Hanpin and Abba and Ima, they are heads, Rashim, of Atzilut, that correspondingly no vessels broke in the world of Nikudim. The Rosh of Nikudim was not broken, only the goof, the body. The Abba and Ima were flawed, but they were not broken. And therefore, all the vessels in the world of Nikudim, in the Rosh, if we can say that there are true vessels in the Rosh, but they are not broken. And they are working, they are standing correspondingly to the world of Nikudim. And if you want, meaning when you are found now in the world of Nikudim, and you want to use vessels, you have additional vessels. You have vessels of Aleph of thickness. You also have vessels of Gadlut of Rosh of Nikudim. If you know in Rosh of Atzilut how to use correctly now the vessels that you had in the world of Nikudim, you can use them. But only don't do so, so there will be a breaking like happened before. You can take those vessels, the thoughts, the calculations, the greatness of the Creator, take everything. But do it, please, with the correct plan that will correct the broken vessels and not will go to a breaking once more. And the Atzilut is capable to do so because it rose upon the Reshimot, the remainings of the breaking, so it understands what there is to be done in order not to reach breaking. So therefore it creates this head of it, thoughts, intentions, plan, from the world of Nikudim on the one hand, where there are lights and vessels truly in the head of the world of Nikudim, it takes it from there, but it arranges all the actions differently. Atik is divided into two parts. In the world of Nikudim, it was one potus. Now, it's not... In the world of Nikudim, it was one sphira. One sphira. That was called Keter of Nikudim. Now, it's a partsuf. And not a partsuf, a whole system of katnut, gadlut. And it is only... Atik of Atzilut, and it is only corresponding to the upper half of Keter of Nikudim. And here you have, whoa, what a great huge system. Why? Because there are a lot of calculations and detainments and conditions how to activate only Keter of Nikudim, which is actually don't do anything. It is only Galgalta and Ating and Bet of Hitlapshut and works only in bestow. Now we're talking about the lower half of Keter of Nikudim that conveyed the light of Chokhmah to Abba and Ima. That lower half of Keter of Nikudim that conveyed the Chokhmah to Abba and Ima, it has all the Chokhmah. Okay? It is Bina, Keter of Nikudim is Bina, Bet of Hitlapshut, that takes from infinity all the light of Chokhmah, and conveys it to Abba and Ima of Nikudim. So now, there is a problem here. In which conditions you can convey the Chokhmah to Abba and Ima? So there are a lot of limitations here. A lot of diminishments, conditions, all kinds of, taps in order not to mix Chokhmah and Chassadim not correctly. And therefore, the lower half of Keter of Nikudim that conveyed the lights to Abba and Ima, here it's a system that is called Arech Hanpin. There is a lot of Chokhmah, Aruch, long in Chokhmah, and it is the whole important, great, and most complicated system. Because Abba and Ima are just... we don't believe Abba and Dima, mother and father. Atik takes all the responsibility on himself. It knows that whatever it will convey to Abba and Dima, they will do something there, they will prepare something. You know, it's like a plant that creates baby food. And so the mother puts it like this and like that, she prepares it and gives to the baby. But the powder itself, there must be a responsibility upon it, and this is taken by Ari Chanpin. Because actually the reasons say differently. The Ari Chanpin takes the lower half of Keter of Nikudim, it will take the lights to Abba and Dima, and they will do what has to be done. They are the father and mother of Zon, they will fix it. There is Abba and Dima, full of Chokhmah, full of Chasadim, let them die together. No. They are incapable of doing it correctly already. Why? Because they didn't only were not only mistaken, but they were hurt by the Shvira, the breaking. The Keter of Nikudim were cancelled from its duty. It brought the lights to Abba and Dima, and Abba and Dima brought them to Zon, and Zon was broken. By the breaking of Zon, its head that created the plan towards it was hurt, damaged. Abba and Dima of Nikudim, in other words, in the manner that was before, they cannot supervise the Zon, and they were damaged by Zon, they were incorporated by the damage, by the breaking of Zon, therefore they are totally incapable to function like before. But Ari Chanpin, Keter of Nikudim that brought the lights for them, does not believe them, does not have faith in them already, because they were flawed, and therefore the diminishment of the lights, the arranging of the lights is taken by Ari Chanpin, the half of Keter of Nikudim, and it does not give the light of Chokhmah downward whatsoever. It gives the light of Chokhmah only in the condition that there's a preparation beforehand to receive it in rejection, in affiliation to Galgal Ta'anayim. You erase your Rechab to Galgal Ta'anayim, in it you can feel a bit of Chokhmah. Only in this kind of condition. It is in Ari Chanpin such a mechanism that works. Because we learned that the main thing is the head of and Dikna of Ari Chanpin, and beard of Ari Chanpin. Beard Dikna is the system in which the main lights are diminishing, because it is the lower half of Keter of Nikudim, all in all. And afterwards we will learn Abba and Dima. And Abba and Dima is precisely simple. It's Elem, whatever we learn about it. It's simple. Why? Because there you have only to arrange the lights. Like the mother gives half of cup to the baby, but from this specific food, it can't give something else. Meaning, Abba and Dima of Atzilut function less than Abba and Dima of Nikudim. Then you had an option to decide upon the cancellation of Tzimtzum Bet, all those things. Here you have no such thing already. They have a duty which is, well, let's say, lesser than before. Because Ari Chanpin, which is more protected than Abba and Dima, it undertakes, because it has a Chokhmah in its Rosh, in its head, because it is corresponding to a Chaf of Keter of Nikudim, the vessels of reception which are full of light. It has the light of Chokhmah, but only in its Rosh, in its head, the upper one that is called Keter, Kitra. And afterwards, the membrane of the air, Kruma of Avira, and the plugged brain, Mocha Ostima'a, there are no lights there. They are plugged already. And Bina comes out of the Rosh, of the head. You have only Keter and Chokhmah, two Sefirot, and Bina comes out of the head. And it takes care of the body, the goof. Meaning, all the corrections happen only by Bina. Whatever we correct, we actually correct the vessels of the stole. And the incorporation in them, by the ascent from down upwards, all the vessels of reception. Let them incorporate in Bina, please, but only in Bina. And without, and they're not using vessels excluding Bina, that are besides Bina. This is all the correction. The rest is the end of correction, Gmar Tikkun. Meaning, we correct Galgal Ta'anayim, the incorporation of a Chap in Galgal Ta'anayim. That's it. In the end of correction only, all at once, the true Achap will be corrected. That's it. So, this is what we're not talking about. It does not depend on us. What depends on us is to acquire the vessels of bestowal and the incorporation of Achap in them. That's it. To incorporate shortly in Kelim of Hashpa'ah, vessels of bestowal. And therefore, in Abba and Dima of Atzilut, you have a lesser job than Abba and Dima of Nikudim, because they need only to help all the souls to raise to the level of Galgal Ta'anayim and to raise the Achap to the level of Galgal Ta'anayim. Moreover, is not allowed. This is how Atzilut works. There are a lot of details that I also don't know all of them. I don't know. We haven't went into the depth of it with the Rabash. He didn't want to be so strict about all the small stuff. But the rules is something you should know. It's not that you should know, but it discloses the system that we're found in. The outcomes of it. If you'll ask me about a lot of details, I don't know about them. I forgot, or we've learned it also in mainly Baal HaSulam writes in that letter. How is that letter a famous unknown letter? The rare letter. Who called it in such a name? Well, he writes there that he met someone that taught him then, that taught him, and the main study was the ways of sanctity, something like this. You read it. Is there it's found here? So, this will be called a studying, meaning not the technical details, but the attitude, the perception, the understanding in the matter, in the system, orientation. And the details are what will happen if we will read and understand everything. Well,
you're such a pain in the ass. How can it be that what are you working in? In computers. And this is somehow. I thought maybe you're building construction. Maybe he's running away from it. You're working without the numbers, yes. How can it be that Bina is broken? Bina does not break. Because you said that everything that is under Keter is being broken, no? In the world of Nikudim. No, Abba Ve'ema Nikudim, God forbid. How can a head be broken? A head cannot be broken. The head is not Gar of Bina? No, the head is also Zat of Bina. Why? Zat of Bina is not a head? Zat of Bina is all the planning for the inferiors. Zat of Bina is Bina itself. We studied that the Keter of Nikudim Abba Ve'ima, Chochma and Bina, Chokhmah and Bina are head. So head does not break ever. The head can be mistaken, like in Nikudim, but breaking means to lose the screen. And Abba Ve'ima does not lose the screen, because what they do for Zon. Zon ask that they want to receive the force, and the Abba Ve'ima gives them the force. Abba Ve'ima gives them the light, and Zon are being broken. But Abba Ve'ima that did this action, did them, according to the request. And beside that, they had misleading from above, because they could not calculate what will happen, because what's above them is hidden for them, so they didn't know about the result that will happen. But the head does not have vessels. If I think for you and I'm telling you, do like this and like that and like that, you're being damaged and not me. This is what the businessman wants to do one with the other. But in the smallness of the world of Nikodim, there is incorporation of the Gagata and I, of this. What inference appear? Let's say Abba Ve'ima and Zon. Okay? Abba Ve'ima and Zon. So the moment that the inferior is being broken, there is incorporation. In smallness, only in smallness, Achab of Abba Ve'ima are in Galgalta and I am of Zon. In adultness, there is not such a thing. How can it be in adultness that the superior enters the inferior? Because in adultness, each one is individual. Each one is on his own. So smallness can be only when one diminishes itself and lets the superior enters with his achab. You can ask about it. It's also from life, you can see it. When we adult, we're independent. So a bit about Ari Hanpin that we're studying is understood. It's a system that holds all the wisdom of Ein Sof, all the Chokhmah of Ein Sof, of infinity, and holds the Chokhmah inside of it, in its head, and not in all of its head, only in its upper part of the head, and does not let this Chokhmah expand. There is Kuma of Avira, membrane of air, and Mochastima, the blocked brain, and a lot of corrections in the head of Ari Hanpin. Because all of this correction, what are these corrections? Not for himself, but that he gives Abba Ve'ima the plan. He lowers for them the plan that according to this plan you should relate to the inferiors, and the inferiors according to this plan, the inferiors wants the chokhmah, but I have the chokhmah. So when I give them the plan, the inferiors will understand how to work with the vessels of reception. Because also Abba Ve'ima do not understand how to work with the vessels of reception, because they are in the level of Bina. And only Ari Hanpin, who is wise in that, can build a plan. This resembles, you know, I like these examples from our world. That, let's say that, I like the example that Abba Ve'ima cannot educate their offsprings how to be professional in something, but they send him to a school or to university for professions to professionals that will teach them how to become professionals. Abba Ve'ima can convey from the professor or from the professional, but they themselves cannot supervise them. Cannot supervise that, because their level is of Bina, of Chassadim. They can only give, but they don't have the profession itself. So Ari Hanpin have all the plans. He's the professional. He has all the rules that according to them, he determines what will happen below him. And that's why the head and the beard of Ari Hanpin is the original thing itself. Okay, yes? If the Atzilut was built after the breaking of Nikodim from down upwards, why are we here like this? If it's already been built after the breaking, why are we here now? Why aren't we after the building of the world of Atzilut? You break my head with this question. I understand that. Wait, slowly. If the seemingly the Atzilut was built from down upwards, the head of Atzilut, there was the world of Nikudim, head and body. The head didn't break, the body did break. From the breaking of the body, the head was abolished, because you don't have anyone to work for. All of this Patsuf was abolished, was purified. So the head of Sag saw that it did a wrong action. So he was incorporated from this Rishimo. What did I do? What mistake did I have I done? So now we need to build a totally different system to relate to Malchut. Not like the world of Nikudim. Because we are speaking always about Bina that wants to relate to Nei of Galgalta. Kosag wants to descend under the Tabu to Nei of Galgalta and to help Malchut to correct itself. This is the purpose, right? So Sag wanted to succeed in that through the word of Nikodim. He was broken. Now he takes the results of the breaking together with the Shimov of the Gimel of Galgalta. He takes everything together. Nothing is vanished. And he starts to plan the right relation towards Malchut. He has all the data. All the breaking of the Malchut is in front of him. Now he sees, what should I do in order to relate to Malchut from the beginning in the right way? And he takes the Reshimot, what does it call the Reshimot from the broken vessels? Like seemingly like they were broken, as if they were broken. And in each and every action, he starts to see, if I'll do like this, something good will happen. If I'll do like this, something bad will happen. He sees to the end of each action. Now he can do it right. And according to the vision of these two actions that came to him after the breaking, he understands what happened and what he can do now, and this, according to this, he can build a different system. He builds. Imagine for yourself, like you start to build some kind of instrument, a machine, a system. So he takes all the Reshimo, all the data, and he starts to build from that. So what he builds a head. Instead of the head of Nikudim, instead of the Keter and Abba Ve'ima, he builds Atik Arichanpin and Abba Ve'ima. Atik Arichanpin instead of Keter, Abba Ve'ima instead of Abba Ve'ima. This is what he builds. So what are you asking? Body he does not build. Body he needs to recover from the Reshimot of the breaking. So he takes the Reshimot and starts to restore the body. So they were in smallness and they were there in adultness and then they were broken. So he takes Zon in Atzilut, in smallness, like in the world of Nikudim, because in smallness there was no breaking, there we have no restriction. So he takes the zone like it was in the Nikudim, in Vak and Nekuda. Also he takes them to Atzilut, Vak and Nekuda. And this was built from above, immediately, after Atik Arichanpin, Abba Ve'ima, Zeranpin and Nukva, in smallness, no problem. And now again we're standing in the same state like it was in Nikudim before the breaking, in the smallness of the world of Nikudim or of Atzilut. How can we come to adultness of Atzilut? There in Nikudim they added the Achab, abolished the Parsa, and from up downwards they got a huge amount of light and they were broken. What now can we do in Atzilut? So we study that the main part of the correction is the adultness of the zone of Atzilut. The adultness of the zone of Atzilut constitutes the correction of the vessels which are under the parsa in the world of Nikudim. Also in the Nikudim we had these vessels under the parsa, meaning the achap, meaning the vessels of reception. These vessels of reception is the Malchut itself, Malchut of infinity, or Tani de Galgalta. These are the vessels that if you use them in the right way, in the proper way, you are building souls out of them, creatures out of them. Why these vessels the Creator created? What's so special about them? The special thing about them, that if you take these desires, these vessels that He created, you take them as the left line, and you add to them all the attributes of the Bina, of the head of Atzilut, of the Galgalta Anaim of Atzilut, all the attributes of the Bina, you take Malchut, left line, and Bina, the attributes of influence, right line, and if you build the right relationship between them, between Bina and Malchut, between them, between the vessels of bestow and the vessels of reception, starts to come a void of a free choice of the middle part of Tiferet. That this void, that this vessel itself in this void starts to fill his own reality. Not that the will to receive is mine, that the Creator created this, and not the will to bestow, which the Creator gives them. But in between the connection of Galgalta Anaim and Achab, starts to become this middle part of Tiferet, something that was never created before. And if you take this void and you fulfill it, this is called the soul. This is the true creature. And that Tzilut, by awakening the broken vessels and influence to them the forces of Bina, brings them exactly to this fracture that creates the middle part of Tiferet. And this is the system that creates the opportunity for something new. And this new desire, if it is realized in the right way, it is called man, because it's new, it's independent, it's a new attitude. It's not a man in the way that we describe it. It's a new intention, a new desire that is truly equivalent to the Creator. The method is called man, because it's built from the two forces of will to receive and will to bestow. And in the fraction between them, is created a new reality. And all of this Atzilut is doing. Meaning, the conditions for that. Because this is the main part. After all the breaking, after all of this expansion, after all of this, the main point is to create this void for this new creation. Yes? Yes. So it comes out that the Reshimo that is awakened in the inferior is always between the Reshimo of Aviyut or Reshimo of Itlabshut, to keep the gap. You must keep the gap between the Reshimo of Aviyut or Reshimo of Itlabshut. So the inferior will always have a connection to its superior, always have a chance to ascend. So if I'm in a level of 3, I need to have connection with the level of 4. You can say that it expands from up downwards or from down upwards, doesn't matter. So where can we have it from? It must come from some kind of rules from up downwards, from what law does it expand downwards? From the law from the law that the light creates the vessel, that the light is first and it operates and creates the vessel. So the action of the light from the superior degree creates the vessel in the inferior degree. So you always have in each step Gimel Daled or Reshimovet Lapshut Reshimovet Yud. No, it's not from that. You can say it comes from the rejected light, returning light, and it comes from the tagin after the inner light enters the build, the vessels, the inner light enters the vessels, and the, you have tagin or you have nekudot, and then you have otiyot, but it doesn't matter. In the end, it all comes from the light that works on the vessel in the first place. And that's how you always have the Reshimovit Lapshut in each degree. If it was opposite, that the Reshimov Yud was bigger, if the Reshimov Yud was bigger than the Reshimov Itlapshut, the inferior was like a beast, like a hidden beast that can never escape, beaten beast that can never escape her state. It's life which are worse than death, and no option at all to ascend to a higher degree.